愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
这个礼拜我们的读经旧约到撒母耳记上第三章。
This week's Bible reading progress for the Old Testament is for 1 Samuel chapter 1 to 3.
那我想晚上跟大家来一起学习撒母耳记上第一章到第三章。
So we would like to study today 1 Samuel chapter 1 to 3.
而圣经里面说我们的人生好像在演一台戏。
The Bible says that our life is like a show.
啊，给世人跟天使在观看。
Presented for man and for angels to see.
那撒母耳记上第一章到第三章啊，啊，就是在讲两个家庭。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 to 3, we see two different families.
哦，那这个两个家庭就是在演戏啊，我们就从第一章看他演到第三章，这个两个家庭有什么不同？
We can see how these two families played out their lives from chapter 1 to 3 and what was their conclusion.
从第一章到第三章大概经过一段期间啊。
From chapter 1 to 3, it was a lifetime.
但是这个两个家庭变化很大。
And we can see the dramatic changes in the family.
第一章里面记载以利。
In the first chapter, we see the family of Eli.
那以利他是一个祭司。
Eli himself was a high priest.
而且他有两个儿子。
And he had two sons.
那这样看起来以利这个家庭应该是相当不错。
We can think that Eli's family should be pretty good.
因为当祭司一个国家没有几个祭司，他是受膏者，神所用的人。
And he was enjoyed high status because very few people are the priests of God.
而且他有两个儿子。
And he also had two sons.
这个将来都可能是被神所用的人。
And these two sons are candidates to be used by God in the future.
但是另外一个家庭叫做以利家拿。
Now there is another family, the family Elkanah.
那这个以利加拿第一个他不是祭司。
First of all, Elkanah was not a high priest.
先生叫以利加拿。
The husband was called Elkanah.
那他没有孩子。
He had no sons.
他有两个太太，哈娜这个太太没有孩子。
And he had two wives, one of which was Hannah, and she did not bear any sons.
所以这是一个很普通的家庭。
And so this was a very ordinary family.
而且这个哈娜没有孩子也就是说等于她没有后代。
And when Hannah was barren, that meant there was no future descendants in her line.
所以看起来这个家庭跟以利好像是不能比。
And so it may seem like these two families are incomparable as far as status is concerned.
但是到了最后，我们看到这个家庭在神的国里面确实是蒙福的。
But at the conclusion in chapter 3, we see that this family yet received tremendous blessings and grace from God.
那我们这样反复读第一章到第三章。
And if we continue to survey chapter 1 to chapter 3,
我们就发现这两个家庭在演变有一个关键。
We can see that there is a crucial point to the change of these two families.
就是第一章到第三章只得到以利，找不到他太太是谁。
So from chapter 1 to 3, we do not see any mention of Eli's wife.
有提到他孩子，有提到以利，但没有提到他太太。
There is mention of Eli's two sons and also Eli himself, but there was no mention of his wife.
那第一章到第三章虽然有提到先生以利加拿，但是大部分的重点都在描写哈拿。
And for the other family, Elkanah, even though it was Elkanah's family, the emphasis was on Hannah, his wife.
所以这个以利的家庭不利看起来是少一个女人。
So it looks like from the family Eli, what was missing was a woman in the family.
那为什么圣经没有写？可能是他没有发挥什么作用，或者说他已经不在了。
It could be that the wife was not mentioned. Maybe she already passed away, or maybe she was useless, worthless in the eyes of God.
但是在第一章跟第三章里面就发现哈娜非常的突出。
But then we can see that someone who was outstanding from chapter 1 to 3, and that was Hannah.
哦，在信仰上是很有信心的一个女人。
She was a woman of great faith.
所以就带给这个家庭到最后很大的不同。
And so she was able to make a big difference in the family.
哦，每一个成功的男人后面都有一个女人。
Behind every successful man is a very successful woman.
是我们在《撒母耳记上》这三章也可以看得出来。
And we can see that clearly in this case of the first three chapters of Samuel.
以利加拿这个家庭在灵性上的长进因为有一个哈拿。
We can see the growth of the spirituality of the family of Cana because of Hannah's faith.
所以女人妈妈或者太太在家庭里面扮演的角色非常重要。
So a woman's role in the family as a wife and as a mother is extremely important.
那第一个就是哈拿的痛苦。
We can first start by seeing the pain and anguish of Hannah.
她不只是说不能生育。
Not only was she barren.
我们看第六节。
Can see verse 6.
比尼拿见神不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要他生气。
And Peninnah, her rival, also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb.
在旧约时代不能生孩子，这是一种羞耻。
In the Old Testament time, it is a shame to be barren.
但这个圣经特别说是神使哈拿不能生育，在第五节。
And here it specifically says that the Lord had closed her womb.
这个就表示说会不会生，这是在神的控制之下。
So we can see that whether or not a person can give birth, it is up to the Lord.
那她不能生育这件事情虽然她的先生很爱她，也没有办法解决。
And though she was barren, this was not something her husband, who loved her very much, could solve.
虽然先生安慰她，在第八节有我必比十个儿子好吗？
And though her husband Elkanah tried his might to comfort her in sorrow, it was useless.
但是还是不能解决她的痛苦，不能生孩子的痛苦。
His comfort could not resolve her problems.
好，那我们看这个哈拿的信心在哪里？
And so here lies the faith of Hannah exemplified.
她把她所承受的痛苦来到神的面前，求神帮助。
She took all her anguish and pain and laid it before the Lord.
其实圣经里面也有记载另外一个女人，她不会生育。
In the Bible, there's also a recording of another woman who was barren.
我们看这个创世纪三十章。
In Genesis chapter 30.
创世纪三十章。
Genesis
30. 第一节。
Verse 1.
拉结见自己不给雅各生子，就嫉妒他姐姐。对雅各说，你给我孩子，不然我就死了。
Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or else I die.
这里讲拉结不会生孩子，那她就是嫉妒她的姐姐。
We can see that when Rachel was barren, she first of all envied her sister.
然后她就向她先生吵了，你给我孩子，不然我就死了。
Then she complained secondly to her husband and said, I will die.
所以她要解决她不能生孩子这个困难她是用很一般人的方法，所以带给家庭很多的不和睦。所以第二节拉结向她雅各向拉结就生气了。
And so we can see Rachel uses the way of the world in her own flesh to cause many disharmony in the family. And as a result, in verse 2, it shows that Jacob's anger was aroused.
所以要怎么解决我们家庭里面的问题，其实就是在反映我们的灵性。
And so how we approach the solution to any problem in our family will exemplify how great our faith is.
那哈拿她有痛苦，她知道这个只是争吵没有用的，所以她就来找神，只有神才能够解决。
Now Hannah was tormented, but she knew that her misery could only be resolved by God.
那我们先来看十二节，撒母耳记上第一章十二节。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 12.
哈拿在神面前不住的祈祷，以利定睛看她的嘴，原来十三节。
Verse 13.
哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不称 动声音，以利以为他喝醉了。十四节。
Verse 14.
以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？啊，你不应该喝酒。”十五节。
Verse 15.
啊，哈拿回答说：“主啊，我不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但是在神面前倾心吐意。”请读十五节。
Verse 15. But Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
这个地方啊，哈拿说，我是心里愁苦的妇人。
Here it says, Hannah says, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit.
可见她心里很难过。
We know that she had bitterness in her soul.
但是他把这个难过带来找神。
But she was able to present her misery in front of God.
这个是一个很难得的妇人。
And so this is, her ability to entrust her misery to God shows that she is a woman of faith.
我们还记得啊，伊丽莎曾经啊被苏念的妇人接待。
We remember that Elisha was once received by a woman, a Shunammite woman.
后来神就祝福她，就生了一个儿子。
And later, God blessed her, and she bore a son.
但是不多久，她孩子死了。
But soon thereafter, her son died.
那这也是很大的打击。本来没有孩子，而来孩子了，又死了。
And this was a great tragedy for her because before she didn't have a son, and now she had a son, but then the son died.
但是这个苏念的妇人哦，人家问她什么事情，她都说没有事情。其实事情很大，她就。叫仆人预备马，就一直骑下去找伊丽莎。
And the Shunammite woman, when people asked her, "Was there any problem?" she just said, "No, peace." And she did not tell anyone, but she just kept pursuing after the prophet of God, Elisha.
这也是一个很有信心的妇人。
This too was a woman of faith.
虽然家庭孩子死了，这个问题很大，但是她还是很平静。
And though the problem her family was very great, she was very calm and still in her heart.
她只把来找这个神人啊，来帮助他把这个问题解决。
And so the Shunammite woman only sought after the man of God to resolve her problems.
那这里哈拿说，在神面前把他的心倒出来。
And likewise here, Hannah said, "I poured out my soul before the Lord."
这是一种信心的表现。
And this is a demonstration of her depths of faith.
我们最容易感动神的祷告，就是在神面前呢，把心倒出来。
The most touching prayer before the Lord is how we are able to pour out our heart before God.
这个倒出来就好像一盆水全部都出去了。
And this pouring out is to pour out all, like pouring of all the water in a pail.
我们的痛苦全部都倒出去了。
All our torments and sufferings we pour out in front of God.
那怎么能够做到这样呢？因为他相信神。
And how can we do that? It is because she trusted in God.
所以在第二章啊，哈拿的感谢的祷告，我们就知道她对神认识很深。
And from Hannah's prayer in chapter 2, we can understand how deeply she knew God.
所以她才知道问题要来找神。
And so Hannah knew how to entrust all her problems to God.
那圣经说她是只动嘴唇，没有出声音。
And the Bible shows that when she prayed, she only moved her lips.
但是她真的是用心在祷告。
Yet she prayed with all her heart.
所以她祷告发生功效。
And so her prayer was very powerful.
主耶稣在世界上祷告，圣经说是大声流泪哀哭祷告。
We know that the Bible records when Lord Jesus was praying in this world, he prayed out, crying out loud with sweat and tears.
但是哈拿的祷告没有声音。
But Hannah's prayer was quiet.
还是发生功效。
Yet her prayer was tremendously powerful.
所以祷告完了，神感动伊利，告诉他你将会生孩子。
And so after her prayer, God moved Eli to say that you will go in peace, for God will grant your request.
祷告会不会蒙垂听，最重要不是声音。
And so whether or not a prayer will receive the granting petition, it is not how loud is our volume.
最重要是我们的心。
The most important is the factor of our heart.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
他看我们的心。
He looks through into our heart.
有时候我们一迫切，声音就会高，就会大。
Sometimes when we're praying, bitterly before the Lord, we will become louder.
但是有的人他很迫切，他还是没有出声音。
And some people, even though they're very desperate, their voice may be very low.
但是只要从心里很迫切的祷告，这个祷告都是有功效的。
As long as we pour out all our heart, then this prayer will be effective before the Lord.
所以哈拿的信心表现在他把愁苦带到神面前来祈祷，而不是在人在家庭里面在发泄，造成整个家庭的不和睦。
And so Hannah's way of showing her faith was by presenting her problems before the Lord instead of complaining, causing the disharmony among her family or others.
那第二个的这个哈拿的信心呢，就是在她祈求的时候，她已经有感恩的心了。
Another demonstration of Hannah's faith was that when she was praying, she already showed faith in God.
我们看第十节，第一章第十节。
In chapter 1, verse 10, she showed gratefulness to God.
哈拿心里愁苦，痛痛哭泣，祈求神。十一节，许愿说：万军的神啊，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，是我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于神，不用剃头。
And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Verse 11, and she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child and I'll give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
那她没有孩子。
So when she did not have any child,
她现在只说你给我一个儿子。
Yes, she pleaded for a child.
然后她就说我要把儿子献给你。
And she already vowed that she will lend this child to the Lord.
一减一就等于零了，她还是变成没有孩子。
And if you take 1 minus 1 is 0, why would she give away a child she never had?
但是既然神给她一个儿子，她就有这个感恩，说我要把它还给你。
But she had this heart that if God was to give her a male child, she would give him back to the Lord.
这种感恩也是出于信心来的。
And this type of appreciation also comes from her depth of faith.
结果我们就发现了，她献了孩子之后，神给她更多。
We can see that after she gave her son, God also blessed her with more blessings.
我们看二十节第二章。
In chapter 2, verse 21,
就以利为以利加拿和他的妻子祝福，愿神由这个妇人再赐给你的后裔，代替你从神求来的孩子，他们就回本乡去了。二十一节，
verse 21,
神眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。
And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, saying, "The Lord give you descendants from this woman, for the loan that was given to the Lord." Then they would go to their own home, and the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters.
所以到最后，她有五个儿子。
So finally, she had 5 sons.
所以献了一个，结果多了五个。
Actually, she gained 5 more children. After she gave one away.
这个是一个很活泼的体验。
And so this is a very amazing example in her life.
所以有时候我们的信仰对这个神体验越多，我们越舍得奉献。
So in our life of faith, the more we experience the blessing from God, the more we're willing to give to Him.
因为我们知道施比受更有福。
Because we have this faith that we know it is better to give than to receive.
但是这不是勉强的。
We know that when we give, it is not with compulsion.
如果我们真的对神有信心，有感恩，
if we really have faith and thanksgiving to our God,
我们拿得出来，付得出去，
we are willing to take it up and lay it before the Lord.
我们是更有福了。
Then we will receive even more blessings from God.
那哈拿本身的体验就是这样。
And this is Hannah's own personal experience.
所以我们所拜的神真的是奇妙的神。
And so the God that we worship is really a miraculous, wonderful God.
那我们再看这个哈拿的得到孩子以后，她的祷告。
Let's look at the prayer of Hannah after she received a son.
那我们先看第二章。
And let's look at chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哈拿祷告说：“我因为神快乐，我的脚因为神。”高举我的口向仇敌张开，因为神的救恩欢心，所以哈拿在这里祷告充满着喜乐。
So we can see from verse 1, Hannah prayed with a rejoicing and smiles.
她愁苦来寻找神，但是她在喜乐当中来感谢神。
And even though she came to God in anguish and sorrow, yet she was able to rejoice in joy.
第二节。
In verse 2,
只有神为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。第三节。
Verse 3,
人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂傲的言语，因为神是大有智慧的，人的行为也被他衡量。这个地方就在讲神啊，在神面前啊，神非常了解我们。
So in verse 2 and 3, it states that God knows us very well.
神本身像磐石。
God is like a rock.
那我们所讲的都神都知道。
Everything that we see or say, God can see through every action.
所以我们不要狂傲。
So we should not be
不要夸大。
Boastful, should not be arrogant.
因为这都是神不喜欢的。
Because all these things are detestable in front of God.
那接下去他再提到就是我们的命运是神在掌握的。
And furthermore, she says our fate, our destiny is determined by God.
我们先来看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
神使人死，也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。
The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up.
所以生命在神的掌管。
So she knows that the life is in God's hands.
时间到了，我们就死了。
When our time comes, we will pass away.
如果神愿意延长，我们就可以再活。
And if God is willing to extend our life, we will live some more.
所以西西家多活了15年。
And so Hezekiah was allowed to live 15 more years.
所以生死在神的掌管下。
So death and life is in the hands of God.
那下面，他使人下阴间，也使人往上升。
Verse 7, the Lord makes poor, makes rich. He brings low and lifts up.
所以到最后我们会下到阴间，还是会上到天国乐园？这是神在决定。
And so, whether in our ending we will go to hell or be lifted up to heaven, it is up to God.
所以有没有命运？当然有。
And of course, every one of us have our destiny.
那命运是什么
？And what is that destiny？
神对我们的旨意，神对我们的判断，这就是我们的命运。
Our fate is what God wills of us and what He determines that we are to be.
所以这里讲神掌管一切。
And so here states that God controls everything in our life.
那如果神愿意祝福我们的命就好了。
And but if God is willing to bless us, then our fate can be changed.
那如果神不愿意祝福我们，怎么努力命运也没有办法改变了。
But if God is unwilling to bless us, no matter how hard we try, our fate will be just the same.
所以努力是需要，但到最后的关键是神愿意不愿意。
So it doesn't matter how hard we toil and strive, it all determined by on God's will.
好，我们再看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
他使人贫穷，也使人富足。
The Lord makes poor and makes rich.
所以箴言说穷人富人在世相遇，这都是神的安排。
And so the Bible says that whether or not we're poor and rich, it is all by the arrangement of God.
有的人一生想要赚钱，就是赚不到钱。
Some people try all their life to make riches, but they never become rich.
有的人从来没有想赚过钱，机会一直来。
But some people who do not want to be rich continue to make money easily.
那关键在哪里？
And what is the difference?
神使人贫穷，使人富足。
God is the one who makes one poor or makes one rich.
那神使人卑微，也使人高贵。
So God brings low and lifts up.
但以利怎么能够做宰相呢？
How can Daniel become a prime minister?
因为我们从第一章一直读，就是神在提拔他。
Because God was the one who was raising Daniel from his lowly place.
那神要用他，他就可以服侍四个王朝。
And if God wanted to use him, he was able to serve four kings in their reigns.
那尼布甲尼撒王怎么会去跟动物住在一起呢？七年。
And how is it that a lofty king like Nebuchadnezzar could live like an animal for 7 years?
因为神让他卑微。
Because God brought him low.
因为他以为他能当国王是他行，他有办法。
Because Nebuchadnezzar falsely assumed that it was up to his own will and power to become so great.
所以哈拿对神认识很深，他知道这个都是神在掌管。
And so Hannah understood God deeply. She knew that all these were in the control of God's own hand.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他从灰尘抬举贫寒人，从粪堆提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princesses and make them inherit the throne of glory.
这个讲啊，尘灰贫乏人粪堆穷乏人，这都是在人看起来不可能翻身的。
These are the things that we see, how a beggar from an ash heap can become a prince and glorious throne. These are the things we cannot imagine in our everyday human mind.
但是如果神要抬举他，神要提拔他，他就可以跟王子同坐，约瑟就是例子。
But if God is willing, he can raise someone who is poor to a position of a prince, and that is how Joseph became a prince.
好，我们再看下面。
Let's look further.
地的柱柱属于神，他将世界立在其上。第九节，他保护圣民的脚步，使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动。人都不能靠力量得胜。神如果保守我们呢，没有一个人能够胜过我们。
For the pillars of earth are the Lord's, and He has set the world upon them. He'll guard the feet of His saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness.
所以大卫才说，我先过死荫的幽谷，我不怕。
And so if God is willing to support a person, nobody shall prevail against him. Just as David said, even though I walk through a valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
好，第十节。
Verse 10.
好，与神争竞的必被打碎。
The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces.
所以想要与神作对，到最后结果一定是败亡。
So anyone who is contrary to the will of God shall be broken in pieces.
所以在哈拿的祷告里面，我们了解他的信心是从他对神的认识来的。
So we understand that the source of Hannah's faith comes from her deep understanding of who God is.
好，那哈拿在栽培这个撒母耳。
So in training Samuel herself.
好，我们现在看这个第一章。
We can study this, how Hannah trained Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第一章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1.
21节。
Verse 21.
以利加拿跟他的全家都上示罗去，要向神献年纪，并还所许的愿。22节。
Verse 22.
哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说，等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见神，使他永远住在那里。我们再看23节，她丈夫以利加拿说：“就随着你一行吧，可以等儿子断奶，啊，但愿神应验他的话。”于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断奶。这里啊，他的先生啊，要带全家到示罗去献祭。
Here it states in verse 22-23 that Elkanah and his house went up to offer the Lord.Yearly in Shiloh.
啊，但是哈拿说，等一下，我现在哈、哦、要在家里来乳养，要来带领，要教养这个孩子。等到大的时候，我就会把他献给神。
And Hannah said, "Wait a minute. I will stay home. I need to take care of this child, wean him, prepare him for service to the Lord. Once he's ready, I will take him up to be there forever."
所以这里我们可以看到哈拿的养孩子一个秘诀，就是在最。年轻刚刚开始那个阶段，他已经把它把握住。
So we can see the secret of Hannah as a mother is to train him from the time he's very young.
啊，我们知道摩西的母亲叫约基别。
We know that the mother of Moses is Jedidiah.
那希伯来书说，摩西因着信长大。
We know that Moses grew as a result of his faith.
好。那其实他的母亲约基别跟摩西相处的时间很短。
And though Jedidiah was with him only for a very short period of time.
但是在很相短的时间里面，竟然有办法把信仰放到摩西的心里面。
Yet how is it that through a short time, when he was so little, his mother was able to teach him and set his faith so firmly within his heart?
摩西学的埃及一切的学问都没有被信仰都没有被改变。
Even though Moses learned all the education of the Egyptians, none of that was able to defeat the imprint of her faith upon his heart.
所以这个教小孩子从出生这一段时间实在是非常重要。这个如果机会失去，以后会很难教。
And so the opportunity to imprint God's word in their young hearts when they're still very young is very important. Once the opportunity passes.It will no longer come again.
好，所以有一句话说，三岁定五岁，五岁定七岁，啊，七岁定终身。
It says that a three-year-old will determine his five-year-old, and five-year-old determines seven-year-old, and seven-year-old will determine his whole life.
那到了青少年呢、啊，我 当然也可以改变了，但是这个要下很大的功夫去祷告。
And for a youth to change is very difficult and rare. It would require tremendous prayer.
但是如果在三岁以前就已经把他塑造成有一个信仰生活的习惯，有一种想法，那这个对将来的宗教教育是很有帮助的。
If we are able to train a child before the age of three the way they ought to go, then this will help him greatly in his understanding and knowledge of God.
所以有时候我们看到一些父母为了孩子带孩子到美国来，孩子放着父母就回去了。
And so sometimes we see parents bring their children for a better education, better world to come to the United States, but they leave them here and then they go back to Taiwan.
虽然是爱，但这是极大的冒险。
And though they have great love toward them, this is a great risk they're taking.
因为谁要教他？
Because there's no one here to teach him.
难道用电话可以遥控就可以解决吗？
Do you think that they can teach him remotely through a phone?
因为特别美国这个社会现在已经非常非常的危险。
Especially since the corrupt society of America is very risky to our faith.
所以哈娜她对小孩子的教导，从很小就开始。
And so Hannah was treated this as very important to have training for a child from a very young age.
所以我们有时候看父母带小孩子学华语、学钢琴、学这个学那个，当然这个都很好，但是如果忘记了信仰上在家里教导，这个就忘记最重要的一部分了。
And so parents are very careful to train a child in many of the different talents or languages or music, but if they neglect the training faith, they have lost the most important thing in life.
那有时候我们虽然没有在教会做什么圣工，如果我们为神培养一个神能够用的工人，我们已经做了非常有意义的圣工了。
And though today we may not participate in many works in the church, but if we're able today to rear a godly child for use by God in the future, we have done a tremendous job for the Lord.
所以当我们小孩子还小的时候，
And so while children still very young,
你看以利家来教他去示罗献祭，他说不要，我要在这里教我的孩子，等到他大我就把他带去。
So when Elkanah asked her to go to Shiloh to sacrifice with him, she said, No, I need to stay here to train my child.
所以我们在教会服侍神当然很重要，但是服侍神不能够忽略我们自己家里小孩子的宗教教育。
And so it is very important to serve God in the house of the Lord. However, even more importantly, we need to train our child and not neglect that.
那如果服侍神，我忽略了自己家里的宗教教育，这个有时候会很难弥补。
However, it will be very sad if we have lost our children for the sake of serving the Lord.
因为在第一章、第二章，我们看到以利的家庭。
Because we can see what was the result of Eli's family.
就没有看到他的母亲是谁，他两个孩子的母亲。
We don't see the mother of the children.
而且这个以利对小孩子也不认识。
And we can see that Eli did not know his own children.
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
23节。
Verse 23.
他就对他们说，你们为什么这样行这事呢？我从这个众百姓听见你们的恶行。
He said, why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people.
所以他是从百姓来听到他孩子的恶行。
And so he did not know about their dealings until he heard it from third parties.
很显然他对自己孩子也不太了解。
And so we can see Eli was detached from his children.
是别人告诉他的。
He had to hear of how they acted through others.
但是在教导当中我们又看到圣经写还有一点缺点。
We also see another problem in the way he trained up his children.
我们看29节。
Verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你为何践踏尊重你的儿子过于尊重我？
Why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering which I command in my dwelling place and honor your sons more than me to make yourselves fat with the best of all the offerings of Israel, my people?
因为他献祭还没有献完，那个锅里面最好的肉，他拿起来。
Because what his sons did was to remove the best parts of the meat while the meat was still being boiled. It hasn't even been sacrificed to the Lord.
所以是七节。
And so verse 17.
这两个少年人的罪在神面前非常重。
And ended up that the sin of these young men was very great before the Lord.
因为他们藐视神的祭物。
For they abhorred the offering of the Lord.
所以我们就看到这个以利的家庭后来就 衰落下去了。
And so we can see the sad conclusion to Eli's family.
就是宗教教育啊，在家里面呢做的不够。
And that was the failure of his religious education in his home.
好，那我们再来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter two.
第二章的二十一节。
Chapter two, verse 21.
神眷顾哈娜，她就怀孕三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
And the Lord visited Hannah so she conceived for three sons and two daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
这里特别说，撒母耳在神的面前渐渐长大。
Here it says that the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
这个非常重要，在神面前长大。
This is very extremely important, which is to grow before the Lord.
所以大家都了解，我们现在的小孩子是在网络面前长大。
We have to recognize today that our children are growing before the internet.
那这个网络什么都有。
In front of the internet, there is everything.
当然，如果借着网络去接触一些属灵的，这个是好的。
However, if they were to seek spiritual things through the internet, that is good.
那如果借着网络，这都是接触世俗的。
But if they use the internet only for worldly matters,
那对我们的下一代的影响是负面。
Then this will be a negative impact on their faith.
那这在神面前长大，这个就是我们努力的一个目标。
And so we should strive to have our child grow before the Lord.
那我们看二十六节。
Look at verse 26.
那孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，神跟人越发喜爱他。
And the child Samuel grew in stature and favor both with the Lord and men.
因为在神面前长大，所以神喜欢他。
Because the child grew before the Lord, God favored him.
当然，一个神喜欢的人，人也会喜欢。
And so a man that is favored by God is also favored by men.
那到了第三章。
And since chapter three.
我们就看到以利不常有神的默示，第一节。
We see, first of all, that Eli do not often receive the inspiration from God.
一个祭司没有神的默示就没话可讲了。
A prophet, a priest of God, yet he does not receive revelation from God. He has very little to say.
那这个就是等于一个衰退。
And so it is a priest that is lacking power.
但是撒母耳却是神给他越来越多启示。
Yet Samuel was waxing more and more in power before the Lord.
就好几次神就呼叫他。
And so many times that God called Samuel.
因为他有很扎实的属灵的基础。
Because Samuel had a very strong foundation in his faith.
到十九节。
Verse 19.
撒母耳长大了，神与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。
So Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, let none of his words fall to the ground.
所以以后就从第三章以后开始，神就用撒母耳就变成一个很重要忠心的祭先知。
From 1 Samuel chapter 3 forwards, we see how God continued to use Samuel throughout his life.
但是到了第四章以利两个儿子跟以利就死了。
But unfortunately, on the other hand, Eli's family, his two sons all died in chapter 4.
这个家庭就结束了。
And his family was destroyed.
所以我们好像在演一台戏。
And so this is like a show that we put on stage.
那我们从这三章可以看到一些属灵的原则，我们可以学习。
We can see how they played and how spiritual lessons we can learn.
那我们能够演出一场非常造就人、荣耀神的一场戏。
So that we can learn to change the way we play in our time in this life.
我们一起来读唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
494.
494.